Chapter 25. Storm. Kureha. Kureha has lived for more than 100 years. With her secrets to youth, she'll live for 100 more. In that time, she has saved more lives than she's taken, and met more people than she's healed. When Monkey D. Luffy climbs up her mountain in a flurry of darkness and death and the protective care of a captain, she knows what he is. She's met his kind before. A kind smile and flames crowning his shoulders in gold, determination in his eye and a scar around his eye. Kureha had caused that scar in her first bout of armament hockey, and she does not regret it. People call Kureha a devil. It's no wonder she would find her practice in a sea of them, a sea of fallen angels and darkness. Monkey D. Luffy says, "Save my crew," and Kureha can do nothing but agree. It's been a long time since a devil asked for her help. As much as the town calls her witch, she isn't one. Not a true witch. Not the kind that seems to heal the darkness. She could have been, once upon a time. She wrangles something larger than the mountains into a twin bed and wraps bleeding claws and feet while dismissing Chopper out of the room. He could heal them if he wanted to, if he understood. But Chopper is a child just a little younger than the monster on the bed, and he can have a little bit of peace instead of wondering why the bandages don't work as they should. Kureha heals a monster she can't see and fixes the spine of a man who is only smoke. By the end of the day, Chopper has stars in his eyes as he looks at the woman who healed the impossible, and it's good. It's good. She takes a swig of her drink and looks at her last patient. A storm wrapped inside a human form. What she would give to actually be able to see this. But she's no conqueror, and she's already made enough deals for things she shouldn't have. She can go without the sight of devils for a few more eons. She can see the only monster that matters, Chopper. And that's enough for her. Instead, she makes do and tells Chopper it's an insect bite, when any bug would have been shocked by the girl's lightning the second it went near her not-quite-skin. The Grand Line's weather is the most unpredictable in the world, even more than the East, where normal folk can't quite see the storms rolling up ahead. It's no surprise that someone who's the wind, the storm, the crashing sound of lightning would have been rent apart by the rules of the unpredictable hurricane. Demons are only bound by the rules they choose. This child has chosen the storm. Kureha made a deal a long time ago, maybe longer than 139 years ago, and she will not stop her hands now. Not when they can heal monsters. Kureha saves the storm, and the man of smoke and bones, and the monstrous grandson of an old friend, and doesn't tell Chopper that he has a home there, on the monstrous ship of dreams.